Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast for Monday, the 29th of June, 2020. And it says for the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. Looking at most of the stats today showed us there was a lot of selling, and that'll reflect on some of the stats as we move across to them. So we'll start with the daily volume. It was up to 1.82 billion, and that's up from 1.78 billion yesterday. The average percentage gain loss has dropped to 0.30%, and that's down from 2.51% yesterday. There were 508 ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and that's up from 491 yesterday. And of the 508 ASX resource stocks that were traded today, 173 had a gain, and that's down significantly from 240 on Friday. There was 94 with no gains, and that's down from 120 on Friday. And there were 241 with a loss, and substantial or significant gain here from 131 on Friday to 241 today. So a huge turnaround there, and that's where it reflects that there was a lot more selling today. Let's look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today, and they were: at number one, we have Alteco Minerals Limited, ASX code AUT, and this stock has had a few positive gains over the last few weeks, and it's up 100% today. So congrats to holders on Alteco Minerals Limited, ASX code AUT. At number two, we have Taruga Minerals Limited, ASX code TAR. It had a positive gain of 39.13% today. At number three, we have Brockman Mining Limited, ASX code BCK. It had a positive gain of 35% today. At number four, we have Centaurus Metals Limited, ASX code CTM. It had a positive gain of 34.33% today. And finishing off at number five is Golden Mile Resources, ASX code G88, and it had a percentage gain of 32.43% today. So again, congrats to all holders of those top five stocks. Some nice positive gains there. Right, let's move on and look at the commodities. The best performing commodities today were gold, iron ore and copper. And the highest traded stock today was Chase Mining Corporation Limited, ASX code CML. And it was also the highest traded stock on Friday as well. And today, 29.25% of the company was traded. And on Friday, it was 27.47% of the company was traded. So big movement there with Chase Mining Corporation. The best performing project locations, there was two today. It was Lachlan Fold Belt and the Pilbara region. And Pilbara is a mixture of commodities there with gold and iron ore and others. And Lachlan Fold Belt, predominantly gold and copper. Let's look at the top 20 average staff admin spend versus project spend percentage over the last 12 months. So of the top 20 today, 58% is spent on staff admin, leaving only 42% spent on projects. So there'd probably be some questions there with some of those top 20 best performing stocks today as to where money is being spent, and definitely ask the questions. There can be legitimate reasons, such as awaiting mining or environmental licenses, approvals, finance, etc. So never assume anything. We provide the information to go back and ask questions. Let's look at the ERP statistics for today. There were 142 ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher that use an ERP software solution, and it was the same number as of last Friday too. The average percentage gain dropped to -0.28%, and that's down from 1.21% on Friday. The volume is also down to 458 million, down from 513 million on Friday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, two of them are using an ERP software solution. So let's finish off today's podcast with an overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, which was Orteco Minerals Limited, ASX code AUT, and we'll start with their projects. They have two projects, one in Canada and one in Western Australia, both in exploration and predominantly involved with gold. There are other commodities as well, including copper, zinc and nickel. And over the last 12 months, they've spent $178,000 on projects and $438,000 on staff and admin. That reflects 71% being spent on staff admin, leaving 29% spent on projects. Their share price has jumped significantly in 2020, and it started just under a cent and is now up to 16 cents as of close of trade today. And it's now the number one best performing stock for 2020. What else can we tell you? The market cap is currently sitting at 213 million and there are just over 1.3 billion shares on offer. And let's look at the shareholdings of the company. As far as the board and senior management, they own at least a good 16-17% of the company, so a very positive sign there with the board. And as far as the top 20 shareholdings concerned, they're currently, the top 20 currently sits at approximately 51%. And that's the overview for the best performing stock today, which was Orteco Minerals, ASX code AUT. Congrats to any holders of that stock today with 100% gain. So that concludes the MacCorp Daily Podcast for today. We hope you've enjoyed it and gained some valuable insights. If there's any topics you'd like us to discuss in our podcast, please email steve@maccorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening. Good evening.